15 Department of Housing and Urban Development Benjamin S. Carson, Sr., M.D. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development HUD administers a web of federal programs with mandates to support access to homeownership and affordable rental housing, relieve temporary housing instability for homeless persons, preserve a stable inventory of public housing units, and enforce mandates with powers to settle compliance matters ranging from housing quality standards to housing discrimination cases. Politicians across party lines use HUD to promise ever greater public benefits. In addition, HUD programs tend to perpetuate the notion of bureaucratically provided housing as a basic life need and, whether intentionally or not, fail to acknowledge that these public benefits too often have led to intergenerational poverty traps, have implicitly penalized family formation in traditional two-parent marriages, and have discouraged work and income growth, thereby limiting upward mobility. A new conservative administration will therefore need to reset HUD. This effort should specifically include a broad reversal of the Biden administration's persistent implementation of corrosive progressive ideologies across the department's programs. Implement an action plan across both process and people. This plan should include both the immediate redelegation of authority to a cadre of political appointees and the urgent implementation of administrative regulatory actions with respect to HUD policy and program eligibility. 504, Mandate 4. Leadership, the conservative promise L reverse HUD's mission creep over nearly a century of program implementation dating from the department's New Deal forebears. HUD's new political leadership team will need to re-examine the federal government's role in housing markets across the nation and consider whether it is time for a reform, reinvention, and renewal, one that transfers department functions to separate federal agencies, states, and localities. Overview: HUD was created by the Housing and Urban Development Act of 19652 and since then has administered several programs that had been administered by the Housing and Home Finance Agency. With a proposed fiscal year FY budget authority totaling $71.9 billion and 8,326 full-time equivalent, FTE, employees, three, it remains the largest government agency charged with implementing federal housing policy. In addition to its headquarters in Washington, D.C., HUD has 10 regional offices as well as field offices and centers to implement specialized operational and enforcement responsibilities. Four, HUD program offices also interface with various networks of implementing organizations such as locally chartered public housing agencies, FHAs, and federal, state, and local government and judicial bodies, as well as such private industry participants as mortgage lenders. The Secretary of Housing and Urban Development can delegate authority to various entities across an array of HUD programs. 5. The Secretary also oversees the Office of the Deputy Secretary. 6. The Office of Hearings and Appeals, OHA. 7. The Office of Small and Disadvantaged Business Utilization, OSDBU. 8. And the Center for Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships, CFBNP. 9. The Office of the Secretary also comprises a team of politically appointed positions and career support staff. Each of the following offices should be headed by political appointees except where otherwise noted: L. Office of Administration, headed by the Chief Administration Officer. The Office of Administration has responsibilities for the Office of the Chief Human Capital Officer OCHO, headed by the Chief Human Capital Officer, currently a career position, and the Office of the Chief Procurement Officer CPO, headed by the Chief Procurement Officer, currently a career position. L. Office of the Chief Financial Officer, headed by the Chief Financial Officer. L. Office of the Chief Information Officer, headed by the Chief Information Officer. 505. Department of Housing and Urban Development. L. Office of Public Affairs, headed by a Senate-confirmed Assistant Secretary as, or Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary, PDAs. L. Office of Congressional and Intergovernmental Relations, CIR, headed by a Senate-confirmed as or PDAs. L. Office of Community Planning and Development, CPD, headed by a Senate-confirmed as or Principal DAS. CPD administers various entitlement and non-entitlement programs across community development, disaster recovery, and housing for the homeless 10 and individuals with special needs, including Housing Opportunities for Persons with AIDS, HOPWA. The two largest CPD-administered programs are the Community Development Block Grant, CDBG, Program 11, which includes disaster recovery funding, and the Home Investment Partnerships Program, Home.12. CPD's Relocation and Real Estate Division. RRED, has departmental delegated authority for the Uniform Relocation Assistance and Real Property Acquisition Policies Act of 1970.13. Leaders Office of Public and Indian Housing PIH, headed by a Senate confirmed as ORPDAs. PIH administers public housing and tenant-based rental assistance programs, as well as authorities for Native American and Native Hawaiian housing assistance and loan guarantee programs under the Native American Housing Assistance and Self-Determination Act, NAHSDA. 14 Tenant-based rental assistance represents the major portion of HUD's non-emergency discretionary budget. HUD describes its Housing Choice Voucher Program as an essential component of the federal housing safety net for people in need. 15 PIH also implements funding for the Self-Sufficiency Coordinator Program, the Public Housing Fund, operating and capital funds for PHA administration of Section 9 Public Housing and Section 8 Voucher Programs, and Choice Neighborhoods, zeroed out during the Trump administration budget request but included in HUD's FY 2023 budget, which requests $250 million for the program. 16L Office of Housing and Federal Housing Administration, FHA, headed by a dual-headed, Senate-confirmed as an Federal Housing Commissioner or Acting Federal Housing Commissioner. The Office of Housing oversees implementation of the department's Project-Based Rental Assistance, PBRA, Multifamily Housing Portfolio, Section 202 Supportive Housing for the Elderly Program, Section 811 Program for Disabled Persons Housing, and Housing Counseling Assistance Program. The Federal Housing Administration administers the Mutual Mortgage Insurance, 506, Mandate for Leadership, the Conservative Promise Program, MMIF, and various other mortgage insurance, direct loan, and loan guarantee programs for single family housing, multifamily housing, hospitals, and healthcare facilities that meet certain conditions. 17L Government National Mortgage Association, GNMA, headed by a Senate-confirmed GNMA President or Executive Vice President. GNMA oversees more than $2 billion in federal guarantees to mortgage-backed securities structured from mortgages that are pooled from various federal programs, including mortgages backed by programs outside of HUD, principally the SINGLA. Family mortgage guarantee programs administered by the Department of Veterans Affairs VA and the Rural Housing Service at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA. FHA-insured single-family housing mortgages comprise the largest share of GNMA-guaranteed mortgage-backed securities. L Office of Departmental Equal Employment Opportunity, headed by a director, L Office of Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity, FHEO, headed by a Senate-confirmed as ORPDAs. The Assistant Secretary for FHEO is the designated HUD official responsible for enforcing Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, 18 Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, 19 and Section 109 of the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974. After informal efforts to resolve noncompliance, the AS for FHEO may make a formal finding of noncompliance and initiate enforcement action before an administrative tribunal or a referral to the Department of Justice, L Office of General Counsel OGC, headed by the General Counsel, or Principal Deputy General Counsel. OGC handles department-wide legal and compliance oversight advice with supervision responsibilities for the Deputy General Counsel for Housing Programs, Deputy General Counsel for Operations, and Deputy General Counsel for Enforcement and Fair Housing, as well as the Departmental Enforcement Center. 20L Office of Healthy Homes and Lead Hazard Control, OHHLHC, headed by a director. OHHLHC was established in the early 1990s to eliminate lead-based paint hazards in America's privately owned and low-income housing, address healthy housing initiatives, and enforce lead-based paint regulations authorized under the Residential Lead Based Paint Hazard Reduction Act of 1992, Title 10 of the Housing and Community Development Act of 1992.21. These functions overlap with similar functions of the Environmental Protection Agency, also authorized to enforce lead-based. 507, Department of Housing and Urban Development paint regulations under Title 10, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Healthy Homes Initiative, Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Program, and National Asthma Control Program. L Office of Policy Development and Research, PDR, headed by a Senate-confirmed as ORPDAs. PDR was established in the early 1970s and today administers research activities, including external contract research grants, and provides analytical and policy advice to senior HUD staff. PDR also provides publicly available statistics through the American Housing Survey AHS, which is sponsored by HUD and conducted by the Census Bureau, the state of the city's data systems, data on the low-income housing tax credit, LIHTC, and annual fair market rents and income limits data, among other statistical publications and datasets on the characteristics of families assisted under HUD programs. L Office of Inspector General OIG, headed by an Inspector General. The OIG is independent of HUD and one of 12 inspectors general across the federal government authorized under the Inspector General Act of 1978.22 operating under its own budget authority and strategic plan. The HUD OIG conducts internal and external audits and investigations of HUD programs and operations. While independent of HUD and holding no enforcement powers over HUD programs, HUD OIG works closely with the Office of General Counsel, the Departmental Enforcement Center, and HUD program offices. The Inspector General serves as an advisor to a non-voting member of the FHA Mortgagee Review Board. L Office of Field Policy and Management, FPM, headed by an Assistant Deputy Secretary for FPM. FPM supports the Secretary through regional and field office communication and external engagement with various community stakeholders to ensure the successful implementation of secretarial initiatives and special projects. HUD Reform Pillars. Ideally, Congress would redelegate authorities that have been diverted to HUD's administrative bureaucracy and safeguard taxpayers against the mission creep that inevitably occurs when Congress delegates power to an empowered and unelected bureaucracy that is insulated by civil service protections. If implemented, the reforms proposed in this chapter can help a new conservative administration to use its Article II powers to rectify bureaucratic overreach, reverse the expansion of programs beyond their statutory authority, and end progressive policies that have been put in place at the Department. 508, Mandate for Leadership. The conservative promise. It is hoped that a future Congress under conservative leadership will enact legislative reforms of HUD programs. With or without congressional action, however, it is vital that a conservative administration immediately institute guardrails across HUD programs to remove the administrative state's bureaucratic overreach of Article I authorities, thereby ensuring formal execution of Article II process and personnel reforms of the sort outlined below. First A and First Year Administrative Reforms. 23 A new conservative administration can and should implement the following reforms that focus on both people. 24 and process. 25 implementation of these reforms simply requires courageous political leadership across all of HUD's key appointed positions. LHUD political leadership should immediately assign all delegated powers to politically appointed PDAs, DAS, and other office leadership positions, change any current career leadership positions into political and non-career appointment positions, and use senior executive service, SES, transfers to install motivated and aligned leadership. L. The President should issue an executive order making the HUD Secretary a member of the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., which will gain broader oversight authorities to address foreign threats, particularly from China, with oversight of foreign ownership of real estate in both rental and ownership markets of single-family and multifamily housing. 26 With trillions worth of real estate secured across HUD's portfolio, L. The Secretary should initiate a HUD task force consisting of politically appointed personnel to identify and reverse all actions taken by the Biden administration to advance progressive ideology. 27L The Office of the Secretary or the leadership in the Office of General Counsel should conduct a thorough review of all sub-regulatory guidance that has been instituted outside of the Administrative Procedure Act, APA, period. Additionally, departmental leadership should 1. Immediately end the Biden administration's property appraisal and valuation equity, PAVE, policies and reverse any Biden administration actions that threaten to undermine the integrity of real estate appraisals. 28-2. Repeal climate change initiatives and spending in the department's budget request. 29, 509, Department of Housing and Urban Development. 3. Repeal the Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing, AFFH, regulation reinstituted under the Biden administration. 30 and any other uses of special purpose credit authorities to further equity. 31-4. Eliminate the new housing supply fund. 32L The Office of the Secretary should recommence proposed regulation put forward under the Trump administration that would prohibit non-citizens, including all mixed-status families, from living in all federally assisted housing. 33 HUD statutory obligations include providing housing for American citizens who are in need. HUD reforms must also ensure alignment with reforms implemented by other federal agencies where immigration status impacts public programs. Certainly, to include any reforms in the public charge regulatory framework administered by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Local welfare organizations, not the federal government, should step up to provide welfare for the housing of non-citizens. The Office of the Secretary should execute regulatory and sub-regulatory guidance actions across HUD programs and applicable to all relevant stakeholders. That would restrict program eligibility when admission would threaten the protection of the life and health of individuals and fail to encourage upward mobility and economic advancement through household self-sufficiency. Where admissible in regulatory action, HUD should implement reforms reducing the implicit anti-marriage bias in housing assistance programs, 34 strengthen work and work readiness requirements, 35 implement maximum term limits for residents in PBRA and TBRA programs, 36 and end Housing First 37 policies so that the department prioritizes mental health and substance abuse issues before jumping to permanent interventions in homelessness, 38 notwithstanding administrative reforms. Congress should enact legislation that protects life and eliminates provisions in federal housing and welfare benefits policies that discourage work, marriage, and meaningful paths to upward economic mobility. LDAs or PDAs for the Office of Policy Development and Research should suspend all external research and evaluation grants in the Office of Policy Development and Research and or realign to another office any functions that are not involved in the collection and use of data and survey administration functions and do not facilitate the execution of regulatory impact analysis studies. 510, mandate for leadership. The conservative promise LFHA leadership should increase the mortgage insurance premium, MIP for all products above 20-year terms and maintain MIP for all products below 20-year terms and all refinances. FHA should encourage wealth-building homeownership opportunities, which can be accomplished best through shorter-duration mortgages. 39 Ideally, Congress would contemplate a fundamental revision of FHA's statutory restriction of single family housing mortgage insurance to first-time homebuyers. 40 This would include with support from HUD leadership. 1. Moving the Home Equity Conversion Mortgages, HECM, program once again to its own special risk insurance fund. 2. Revising loan limit determinations. 3. Providing statutory flexibility for shorter-term products that amortize principal earlier and faster. L. Statutorily restricting eligibility for first-time homebuyers and abandoning the affirmative obligation authorities erected for the single-family housing programs across federal agencies and government-sponsored enterprises. 41 L. The HUD Secretary should move the HUD Real Estate Assessment Center, REAC, from PIH to the Office of Housing, which already implements property standards in its multifamily housing lending programs through the Multifamily Accelerated Processing, MAP, lending guidelines, giving HUD the authority to streamline the enforcement of compliance with housing standards across the federal government and flexibility for physical inspections through private accreditation should also be considered. LHUD should maintain its requested budget authority for modernization initiatives that are applicable to the Office of the Chief Information Officer and program offices across the department. Longer-term policy reform considerations. 42 Congress has charged HUD principally with mandates for construction of the nation's affordable housing stock in addition to setting and enforcing standards for decent housing and fair housing enforcement. Regardless of intent, HUD's efforts have yielded mixed results at best. Even today, more than a half century after Congress put enforcement of so-called fair housing in the hands of the HUD bureaucracy, implementation of this policy is muddled by the repeated application of affirmative race-based policies. Also, the production mandate for HUD's 511 Department of Housing and Urban Development housing portfolio has waned for decades, with the department effectively working to maintain the public housing portfolio from the late 1990s when the Faircloth Amendment capped HUD's public housing portfolio. 43 Longer-term reforms of HUD rental assistance programs should encourage choice and competition for renters, encourage participation by landlords where appropriate. 44 And encourage all non-elderly, able-bodied adults to move toward self-sufficiency. This can be pursued through regulations and legislative reforms that seek to strengthen work requirements, limit the period during which households are eligible for housing benefits, and add flexibility to rent payment terms to facilitate the movement of households towards self-sufficiency. Obviously, using government vouchers or other such programs to expand housing choice options is not without its downsides. The turn toward mobility vouchers constitutes an abandonment of America's public housing stock, and efforts to increase competition in the public housing market must not come at the expense of local autonomy and the ability of cities, towns, neighborhoods, and communities to choose for themselves the sort of housing they want to allow. Freedom of association and self-government at the most local level possible must remain primary considerations in any conservative effort to increase competition in the public housing market. Congress should also consider those areas in which federal policy negatively interacts with private markets, including when federal policy crowds out private sector development and exacerbates affordability challenges that persist across the nation. It is essential that legislation provide states and localities maximal flexibility to pursue locally designed policies and minimize the likelihood of federal preemption of local land use and zoning decisions. In the same manner, Congress should prioritize any and all legislative support for the single-family home. Home ownership forms the backbone of the American dream. The purchase of a home is the largest investment most Americans will make in their lifetimes, and home ownership remains the most accessible way to build generational wealth for millions of Americans. For these reasons, American homeowners and citizens know best what is in the interest of their neighborhoods and communities. Localities rather than the federal government must have the final say in zoning laws and regulations, and a conservative administration should oppose any efforts to weaken single-family zoning. Along the same lines, Congress can propose tax credits for the renovation or repair of housing stock in rural areas so that more Americans are able to access the American dream of homeownership. Additionally, enhanced statutory authorities for local autonomy should extend to the prioritizing of federal rental assistance subsidies that emphasize choice and mobility in housing voucher subsidies over static, site-based subsidies and provide authority for maximal flexibility to direct PHA land sales that involve the existing stock of public housing units. Congress must consider the future of the public, 512, mandate for leadership, the conservative promise housing model. At best, any new public investments will provide maintenance funds to bring substandard housing units and properties up to livability standards but will still fail to address larger aims of upward mobility and dynamism for local housing markets where land can be sold by FAS and put to greater economic use, thereby benefiting entire local economies through greater private investment, productivity and employment opportunities, and increased tax revenue. Any long-term view of HUD's future must include maintaining the strong financial operations and reliable reporting that are needed to run a $50 billion per year agency. Before the Trump administration, HUD effectively did not have a chief financial officer, CFO for 8 years, and HUD's financial infrastructure inevitably deteriorated. The department's auditors were unable to conclude that HUD's internal operations were producing accurate financial reporting. The auditors had identified multiple material weaknesses and significant deficiencies in the department's internal financial controls. Overall, the deterioration of HUD's financial infrastructure led to a lack of accountability with respect to the use of taxpayer funds as well as to pervasive difficulties with operations and program implementation. However, by hiring a new CFO from the private sector with a proven track record of visionary leadership, HUD was able to implement an agency-wide governance structure that improved its financial processes and internal controls and harnessed the power of innovative new technologies to bring a modernized business mindset to the agency's financial infrastructure. By the end of the Trump administration, for the first time in nearly a decade, HUD was able to address all of its previously identified material weaknesses. And the auditors were able to issue their first clean audit report on HUD's financial statements and internal controls. Finally, and more fundamentally, Congress could consider a wholesale overhaul of HUD that contemplates devolving many HUD functions to states and localities with any remaining federal functions consolidated to other federal agencies, for example, by transferring loan guarantee programs to SBA, moving Indian housing programs to the Department of the Interior, moving rental assistance, mortgage insurance programs, and GNMA to a redesignated housing and home finance agency. Generally, this reform path could consolidate some programs, eliminate others that have failed to produce meaningful long-run results, and narrow the scope of many programs so that they are closer to what they were when they